You can be sure
satire
can destroy you.
It's a very unfunny experience.
For the protection of your family,
satire
must be completely eliminated.
The title, We Sold Our Soul to
Ken and Barbie.
But did you know that cherries wear boots?
I didn't know that.
Well, it's true.
It isn't true.
It's true.
It isn't true.
It's true.
It isn't true.
It's
now that's two people who I believe know what they're talking about.
If you want people to know that you're growing up,
stop playing with yourself and dry me off.
A brisk rub down with a large soft towel tops off the bath.
Her skin was now bone dry white.
With a pickle on top to ward off evil spirits.
Tickle helps keep you dry all day.
For all through the day, others are looking at you.
Through a microscope.
Assuming your sex organs are normal,
you will begin the adventure of a lifetime.
Sexual abuse aimed at destroying faith in God.
And sex just isn't cool without
Johnny Mathis.
Oh, hell, I agree with that.
I guess we all agree on
wild, flagrant abuses of the God-given gift of sex.
That offer great activities for the entire family to participate in together.
Don't take chances.
I'm sure I will.
Help protect yourself against AIDS.
Wear rubber gloves and a mask.
I'd fuck her with a bush mask on.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once. Shame on you.
That's a shame.
That is too bad.
Everybody does some bad things, you know.
A man can be jailed if his beard is not long enough.
He is only a quarter of an inch long.
Put him in prison.
See, but that's bad. That's a bad thing to do.
The answer fundamentally is a good, satisfying, happy life.
Maybe you'll grow up lopsided.
That's a great idea, Betty.
And that shows that you should always help
skull-headed monsters
when you can. As you never can tell when a
demon-like figure
might help you.
Thank you for your help.
Ah, no! No, please, God, help me!
Appears to me that you could use a little help.
How about a cat?
Can they fix it?
Make use of certain apparatus.
Devices such as
the hammer.
Perfumes, clothes, makeup.
All the equipment you need for fun and excitement.
It's time for cat massage.
We can't do that.
I don't see why not.
Because I dropped the sumbitch and stepped on it.
Step left. Around and together with the right. Now?
How would you like to go fuck yourself?
Hey, fuck you, honky!
Within 30 days, both men's prophecies came true.
Will you both come and eat with me again tomorrow night?
Well, I guess so.
And then you eat him.
Your skin looks really good.
Look at your skin through a magnifying glass.
Check out my butt.
Which is described above.
A red disc swimming in a blue sea. Transverse stripes across the disc.
And there are no gaping holes.
Except one that everyone dreads. Or is embarrassed by, or tries to avoid completely.
He grows into a reddish-gray mass that looks like a pancake.
And from inside, she heard a squeaky voice that said,
"Well, I can know that was pretty goddamn good, if you want to know the truth."
This wasn't the least bit true.
And man can find every truth connected with his being if he will dig deep in
my butt.
Thank you, Mr. Barnes. I'm sure I will.
Over my dead body, you will.
Okay, then. Here goes.
I'm sorry, but what do you expect me to do about it?
You expect the hemorrhoid medicine to relieve pain and itch. Preparation H.
Has helped to increase the spread of venereal disease in this country.
And a disease killed many cattle.
Which delights some and disturbs many.
Don't be too disturbed about it. I, too, went through this period.
Having had menstrual periods for several years.
I don't have to say no to dessert.
What's for dessert?
Enjoy a simple, shallow pan of water.
Or parts of buddies.
Can I have the lasagna?
Full of bugs and strange animals.
You can have anything you want.
Even diarrhea.
That's disgusting.
I hate it so much. I want to see it banned. I want to see it off the face of the earth.
I want to see your tits, my dear.
Let's show them.
Now they could get the top off.
Wow, look at the tits!
I think it ain't what I'm fucking best!
They're visibly superior.
All of them were investigated by police.
Hey, I'm a police officer.
Me too.
Me too.
Me too.
This is Police Sergeant Edward O'Reilly.
Well, hi, Eddie.
I was cruel. I was mean.
That sounds very good, Eddie.
He felt so terrible, he just didn't know what to do with himself.
And in this day especially.
What kind of a day did you have today?
Today all around you are sinister influences appealing to your imaginations and trying to capture your minds and hearts.
Well, no one even thought to mention Eddie.
You may pet him. Just, don't move your hands around like a small wounded animal.
Oh, God, I can't even tell you how much I'm not your little bunny,
said the muskrat lady.
That old devil Hooch has turned her into the unsightly person you see before you.
From all appearances, you'd think she'd spent her life undressing.
What do you think of that?
It was something which was really appeared to me to be just the most mass amount of confusion I've ever been subjected to.